Hey friend, welcome back to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Are you getting ready to start growing things in your garden, but maybe this is your first year and you don't know what to grow, or you're trying to expand your garden and you're wondering what you can add to it? Maybe you're also looking to grow something, but you have very limited space, or you're needing to grow into a container and you're just not really sure what to grow. Well, I'm going to share with you something that I love growing that you can grow in a container, that you can start at home really, really easily. And also, it's just a great crop to have and a wonderful source of nutrition for your family. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi friend, do you dream of having a garden but you don't know where to start? Do you want to switch to more natural products but feel overwhelmed by all the options? Do you believe that a holistic lifestyle would help your special needs kiddo but you're daunted by all the information out there? Welcome to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast, where you will learn how to work towards your dream for homesteading, gardening, and holistic living in small, simple steps that won't overwhelm you. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a wife, Jesus follower, and mom to some amazing kids. As some of my kids began experiencing health struggles and developmental delays, I decided it was time to switch to a holistic lifestyle. I quickly became stressed out and burnt out, feeling like I needed to change everything at once. I finally realized that I had to start making one small change at a time, then build from there. I learned to walk this holistic journey in a way that works for me and my family without stress or overwhelm or constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. If you're ready to hear from another mama who understands what it's like to have no time and who can help you make changes towards better health for your family in a way that works for your specific life, then this is the podcast for you. Pop in your earbuds, reheat your coffee for the third time, and let's do this. Hey mama, if you are looking for a community where you can share about all things gardening, holistic living, where you can ask questions, where you can get support along this journey, then head over to our free Facebook community and join us there. We would love to get to know you more and to connect with you and to help you in any way that we can. You can find it at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity, and I will also place a link in the show notes below. I hope I see you there. Okay, ladies, so let's just go ahead and I'm sure you can tell by the title what this is. I haven't actually decided yet what I'm going to title this episode, but the thing that we are talking about today is sweet potatoes. And I want to talk to you about how you can actually grow your own sweet potato slips at home for a fraction of the cost of what you would go buy them at a local nursery. And honestly, it's really very simple. Now, you might not have enough time. It's really going to depend on how soon you're getting this started. It's also going to depend on how long your growing season is. And we will talk about that a little bit more later in the episode. So this might be something that is going to work for you depending on where you're at, what zone you're in. But even if it's not, it's something that you're going to be able to know to try next year. It's going to give you that knowledge and the skills that you can say, okay, this year I might go buy some slips, sweet potato slips from the nursery, but then next year I'm going to have this knowledge ready in my brain. You can always revisit this episode again to give yourself a refresher. And then when the time comes, you'll be ready to go. I really want to share this just because I think whenever we can find ways to save money with gardening, I think that it really gives us a lot more incentive, and it kind of removes that barrier to growing things whenever we find affordable ways to do it. Because the reality is, it can add up quickly depending on how you garden. And so if you can find ways to save money, in my opinion, that's what I'm all about doing. I'm a very frugal person. I love looking for sales and deals and clearance and all of that stuff. So whenever I can find ways to do things myself for a fraction of the cost, that's what I'm going to do. And so I'm going to tell you up front what I paid to grow. Goodness, at this point, I probably have 30 to 40 sweet potato slips, probably more than that. And what I paid for that was I paid the cost of 3 organic sweet potatoes at my store. Now, you could just get a traditional sweet potato, like a traditional variety, like an orange sweet potato. But what I got were purple and white sweet potatoes. I've wrote down the variety of what it is, but because those are what I like to grow. Purple sweet potatoes are my favorite. I love eating them. They are like $4 a pound at the store. So if I can grow them myself, I'm going to, especially because I'm going to grow them myself, and I also grew the slips myself, so I wasn't having to pay the additional cost for the slips. It can save me a lot of money, and that's a staple in our pantry every single month, are those purple, and sometimes I will do the, I believe it's the Japanese sweet potatoes, but I could be wrong about that. I kind of rotate varieties of what I eat, but I can't remember the one that I bought from the health food store. But either way, it's going to save me a lot of money. And why I love sweet potatoes are because they are a great source of beta carotene, which is actually going to convert to vitamin A in the body. They're also a good source of vitamin C, potassium, fiber, and just a lot of antioxidants. I love them because it's a good quick meal. If I'm trying to avoid grains, gluten, all that stuff, it gives me a good healthy carb without me having to worry about trying to find some kind of bread replacement, which I often find very disappointing. And it's just like something I can very quickly do. I can make a batch of them for the week and have them ready to go. They're great with eggs for breakfast. They're just very versatile. And so I really like keeping them on hand, and I love growing them as well. Sweet potatoes are actually in the morning glory family, and they are frost tender. So that means you don't want to plant your slips out too soon. You want to make sure you're well past your frost date, because they don't do well with those colder temperatures. And so for me, we are well past our frost date. I probably will plant them within the next week or so, what I already have ready to go. I'm actually trying this year. I'm going to grow them in 20-gallon bags, the grow bags on Amazon, and I'm going to see how they do in that. This will be my first year trying that, but I'm really anxious to see, because I'm out of in-ground and also raised bed space, but I have some spots I can make to put these grow bags, and this is going to just help me to increase the amount of produce that I can grow in my backyard if I can get several of those bags of sweet potatoes going. So I'm very excited about that. But just to keep in mind, you don't want to plant your slips out until you are, in my opinion, check your lows, make sure that you're not going to be, even if you're well past your first frost date, I would still go on the weather app, check your lows, and make sure that your temperatures are going to be well above freezing. I personally wait until they're more like in the 50s for sweet potatoes. That's just what I prefer to do. I know that sweet potatoes do better with a little bit of a warmer temp, so I prefer waiting, which is why I said if you do this method, you might still have time depending on where you're at and how much of a season you have to grow in. You might still have time to start your own slips. Okay, so we grow our plants from slips for sweet potatoes. We don't grow them from seeds. And basically a slip is a piece of a stem grown from the mother root or from the sweet potato. So the stem grows off of this sweet potato. It'll root out. And I personally use organic sweet potatoes from my local health food store, just because you're not going to have to worry about them being sprayed with like an anti-sprouting spray, which means they're going to be more likely to actually sprout in order for you to get these slips off of the sweet potato. So that's what works well for me. That's what I recommend you do. In my opinion, it's more affordable to actually start the slips yourself, but it does take longer than obviously going to go to like your local nursery and just purchase those slips. Also, the way I start my slips is in water, and it does take a little bit longer to start your slips in water. So it takes around 6 to 8 weeks when you're rooting those potatoes in water. I know you can also start them in soil, and it actually will help them to get those slips faster if you do that. That's not something I do normally, because there is actually a greater chance of the sweet potato rotting whenever you start it in soil. So in my opinion, it just works better for me to start with water. But if you're really wanting to do this yourself and time is of the essence, then maybe look into that method of starting them with soil. I'm not going to cover that just because it's not what I do. So I'm not well versed in it, and I don't want to cover something that I haven't done myself. But the thing to look at, and this is why it's important to know when your first frost date is and also when you're hoping to plant those, because it does take, depending on the variety, it takes about 85 to 120 days for sweet potatoes to mature. So that's why it's very important, if you're wanting to do this, to look and see, okay, do I actually have, in my opinion, my sweet potatoes sprouted much faster. It took me probably 4 weeks, I would say, to have slips ready to go into the water, which we'll go over that as well. But let's say 6 weeks. So I have 6 weeks from now, would I still have 85 to 120 days in order for my sweet potatoes to mature before I have my last frost date? And sorry if I was saying first frost date before that, I meant your last frost date. So you're going to look at, when was your last frost date for this year? And then when will be your expected first frost date coming in the fall and winter, and how much time is there between that? And that's going to help you to decide, okay, can I actually do this this year, or is this something that I'm going to have to try next year? And do I just need to go to a local nursery and buy slips and then just try it again next year, have this information ready to go for next year so I can be feeling informed and feeling like I know exactly when I need to start those 6 to 8 weeks before I want to plant them. Okay, so now that we've kind of gone through all of that and you can determine if this is going to work for you or not, let's just go ahead and go through the steps. So there are 4 steps. The first one is you're going to go get some organic sweet potatoes. You're going to also need some toothpicks. And then for using the water rooting method, I use wide mouth quart mason jars. And then I also use filtered water. We have the Pro One filter. And so that is what I use to soak my sweet potatoes in. I don't recommend using tap water just because it does have different things such as chlorine, fluoride, depending on where you are. And you don't want your potato just sitting, soaking all of that up. So I prefer filtering it. If you don't have a water filter, you could also go get distilled water or spring water or something like that. That's going to be a better option than your tap water. Okay, so step 2 is actually, first and foremost, you need to look at your sweet potatoes. Once you have them, pick whichever fun varieties you want to grow, or just go with a simple, basic, traditional sweet potato. And then what you're going to do is you're going to look and make sure you figure out which end of the sweet potato is the rooting end. And the ways to tell with this would be to look for on either end of the potato, you're going to look for these small, thin little roots basically coming out of it. Obviously, they're going to be dried because the sweet potato has been dried out, but you're going to see these little fibers basically coming out on that end of the sweet potato. It may not be on the very tip, but it'll be on that end of the sweet potato. The other thing you can look for is like a tapered end. So one end of the sweet potato is typically a little bit thicker and wider, and the other one, the point of the sweet potato kind of comes down tapered at that end. And that end that is tapered is your rooting end. And you want to make sure you are actually submerging your rooting end in water. So what I do is I figure out which one is my rooting end. Again, if you're not really sure, you can look up pictures, because the first time I did it, I was not sure. And I did look up pictures, and even with one of my sweet potatoes, I wasn't even sure, which I would recommend when you're at the store going ahead and looking and making sure you're finding whichever sweet potatoes you want to use. Find ones that have that very clear tapered end or the little roots coming out of that end so you're not confused about it. But you're going to take that, and basically what I did is I went about halfway up the sweet potato and I stuck toothpicks in it, a small, like a little ways in to keep the toothpick secure, but I wanted the toothpick sticking out of the sweet potato because you're going to stick those. I did 3 toothpicks per sweet potato, and you're going to fill the mason jar up with water enough to cover the sweet potato about halfway or 2/3 of the way in water. And those toothpicks are going to be stuck in the sweet potato, and it's basically going to set on the rim of the mason jar, and it's going to keep that sweet potato submerged in the water. And that's what you're going to do. You're just going to leave it sitting there. I typically will change out the water once a week just because you don't want the water getting all grimy and nasty and gross. What happened for me is I would set that. What I did was set it in my windowsill, like my kitchen window, because you do want to make sure to speed up the process, especially if you're really trying to get this done quickly. Keep it in a warm and sunny place. That's going to speed up the process, which is what I did, which is probably why mine really only took about 4 weeks to have good sized slips coming off of it. So you're going to make sure you have it in a warm, sunny location. Make sure you're switching out that water once per week, and then you're just going to wait. And what you will see is, what I noticed was I had roots coming down the bottom, and then eventually you'll start to see these little sprouts shoot off of the sweet potato. And what you're going to do is you're going to let these sprouts continue to grow. I like to let them grow to like 3 to 4 inches long. And then once they've grown that length, you're going to take the sprout. You're just going to very gently twist it off. Some people like to cut it off. I personally have twisted mine off and had no issues at all, but you could do it either way you want. And then you're going to take those sprouts that you've twisted off of the sweet potato, and you're going to get another jar take those sprouts and put them in the jar, and then just fill the jar up with enough water to cover the bottom of that sprout. Now, I would not want the leaves submerged in water, so you're just going to kind of pay attention to that. But you're just wanting the bottom of that sprout to be submerged in water. And what's going to happen is the sprout is then going to develop roots. And you want those roots to be, again, some people say an inch long. I've also seen 3 to 4 inches. What I personally did was I let it go for, I don't know, it was probably 4 or 5 days, and they ended up being a couple inches long. And then at that point, they are ready to be planted. That is all there is to it. It's very, very simple. Honestly, it's just kind of making sure you're watching it, which is why I really like keeping it in my kitchen window, because I'm there all the time doing dishes, cooking, whatever. So it keeps it really at the top of my mind and I don't forget about it. And then once that's done, once you have those roots on the sprouts, they have a good long root on them, again, a couple inches long, then you're ready to plant them in the ground. Typically, you want to plant these sweet potato slips about 12 to 18 inches apart. And like I said, I'm going to be trying growing them in 20-gallon grow bags this year. So I definitely will be keeping you guys updated on that progress in the Facebook community. It's just kind of an experiment for me. I'm really anxious to see how it goes. My plan is actually to get those slips planted out this week. So hopefully everything goes well and it is a good experience, and it just is able to increase the space and the amount of food I'm able to grow in my backyard. If you are growing your own sweet potato slips this year, or you have a favorite variety of sweet potatoes that you love to grow, I would love to hear from you. Head over to our free Facebook community, share with us there, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I'll see you back next time. Hey mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who is wanting to live more holistically without the overwhelm? Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. It blesses and encourages me to know that this show is helping you. All right, friends, it's time for me to go work in the garden and make some homemade bone broth. I will see you back next week.